Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to the daily of the Chafetz Chaim, the Ilan Ishmas, Rabbi Yonah David ben Shimon Yaakov HaLevi, Zecher Tzadok V'Kadosh Livracha. We are holding in the beautiful psicha of the Sefer Ahavas Chesed from the Chafetz Chaim. Yesterday, the Chafetz Chaim told us how, of course, we have some remazim, some hints, some symbols at the beginning and at the end of the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is a Goyim El Chesed. He discussed how in the beginning, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world was made with chesed. He discussed how at the end of the Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu was Koyver Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Torah concludes with chesed. And now he's going to take us through a journey throughout the Chamishei Chumshei Torah, Bereishis, Shmois, Bayikra, Bamidbar, and Devarim. Svarim that we've learned many times, leanings that we've heard many times, and he's going to extrapolate and glean from so many times in the Torah how the Torah is filled with chasadim. And of course, if the Torah HaKadosh is filled with chasadim, it must be that chesed is so critical and so important that there's an infusion into the Chamishei Chumshei Torah of so many inflections of chesed. Says the Chafetz Chaim, V'ata narech lifnei hakol. I'm going to set in front of everybody who's learning this. Eich shekol ha-Torah meleya me'inyonei ha-chesed. The Torah is filled with references to chesed. Why? To see how important, how dear chesed is to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. When somebody writes a book, they write a thesis, they write what matters to them, what's important to them. To differentiate a million degrees, but it's the same concept. Kadosh Baruch Hu fills the Torah with chesed. It must be because it's so precious and so dear to him. Let's go right to the beginning. Tchilas Hakol Bamesha Kosev B'Torah in Bereishis, right in the beginning, the first parsha in the Torah. Vayivin Hashem Elokim Es Hatzela Asher Lakach, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Chava from Adam Rishon, or he split Chava from Adam Rishon. Says the Gemara in Brachos, what does it mean Vayivin? How do you build? You don't build a person, you create a person. Says the Gemara, Milamid Shakil HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Chava. He braided her hair. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Chava to be beautiful in the eyes of Adam Rishon. So he, kiviyachol, braided her hair. This is an example of how much he loves people, that he wanted Chava to be beautiful in the eyes of Adam. He loved Chava, he loved Adam. He wanted to make them in the most ideal circumstance. The Gam b'masha kosev vayivya el ha'adam. A little bit later the Pasuk says, and he brought Chava to Adam. Says the Gemara, darshu melamid shenas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was like the entertainers at a wedding. Who were the entertainers? Who was the music? Who was the band? Who did all the gishmak, simchas, chasen, vekala? By Adam and Chava, there was nobody else in the world. It wasn't going to be done by the animals. It wasn't going to be done by the trees. It wasn't going to be done by the moon and the stars and the sun. Says the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself acted as a sheishvinin, as an entertainer for the chasana. Obviously, we see that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu played this role as a sheishvin, as an entertainer, it must be something that is so critical. So to speak, when we beautify ourselves for our spouses, we beautify ourselves to make ourselves pleasant and presentable to those that we interact with. When we entertain people by a chasana, we are actually acting in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are being mekayim v'halach de bedracha. We are emulating. Imeishio dei. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu did these things, so too we do these things. We have to take these things seriously and realize how important they are. These are not just mundane aspects of the ins and outs of being a from Yid. These are darchei ha'avoda. These are opportunities to serve Hashem at the highest level. Tomorrow, Emet Hashem, we're going to go from Parshas Bereishis to Parshas Noach and see more examples of how the Torah is filled with chesed. Keep your eyes open, keep your ears open, keep your hands open. We have to be hungry for chesed. We have to be vigorous for chesed. And the more we are native to others, the more we're made to ourselves, and the more we're made to the entire world that we live in. This chos of the Zimut should be for our friends, for our families, for our kilos, and for all of Klal Yisrael. Have a wonderful day.